Hello? Hello? Oh, wait, I got
it. I just gotta turn the mic on. Gotta turn the mic on. Alright. Oh, I gotta take the hat off first.
Hello? Hello?
Live alive. I've got the worms. I think they sell worms up there, don't they? Huh?
Go man, or go home. You're not even supporting this fishing trip, so why are you making decisions?
Go big, or go home.
I'm sure mom's leaving. That car asked her to pick up some worms.
Yeah, where'd she go?
I don't know where she's going. She'll be here in Blago somewhere, though. I'll call like, mom, you got some worms. I'm sure y'all be out somewhere.
Welcome to the BattleClubGaming.com.
In fact, I'm sure they have worms out there. Why would they not sell worms in Redane? We just go out there and find them.
Are we good? Go
out there and get them.
Welcome to the BattleClubGaming.com. If you visit us at www.BattleClubGaming.com, you will receive certain things as a benefit of being a member of BattleClubGaming.com.
Why?
These benefits include being a member of BattleClubGaming.com.
What else?
Listening to the Boom Podcast.
What else?
Reading articles at BattleClubGaming.com.
Anything else?
And also, you will get to be a member of BattleClubGaming.com.
Wow.
For premium membership, you get to be a member of BattleClubGaming.com.
Uh-huh.
Listen to the Boom Podcast.
Uh-huh.
And also, you can post on BattleClubGaming.com for free without being a member.
Yes.
Of a premium member.
Yeah.
All of these exciting things are waiting for you at BattleClubGaming.com. Come join us in community at BattleClubGaming.com.
Alright, so you put together some topic. Before we put together some topic.
No, I didn't.
First of all, we have to give a big shout out.
Who?
Hold on, let me
figure this out. Got to hit up the Facebook.
I'm loving
Alvin in the chat.
Talk about something while I look this up.
Talk about Hot Pockets, man. Freaking balls. I don't think they're good. I don't like them. I tried a lot of them. Don't like a Hot Pocket that much. I had the Hungry Man turkey dinner yesterday. That was palatable at best. And let's see, I like Marie Callender's turkey dinner. It's delicious. Marie Callender does very good work. She does great work. And today is Red, White, and Boom. And
Coda stop.
They went on strike.
Yep. So all you people who ride the bus to get where you got to go, you better find a different way.
Oh, y'all fuck. Well, then we're right. Boom gonna be sorry then this year. There's going to be a lot of people up there. Actually, that's a good thing because traffic's not going to be bad for those people who are driving up there. Not as bad.
No, it's going to be worse because more people are going to be trying to get cars to get up there. Because I bet some people would take the bus instead of driving. But since the buses ain't running out, they're going to have to take the bus up there. So,
yeah, But, one thing about a car is you can detour. You can detour. You can bob and weave. Bus has a set path they have to take. I don't know. Carpooling. That means there's going to be a lot more carpooling. That's going to be a good thing. Not as many vehicles on the streets. People who don't got cars going to have to carpool with other people. And then people who may have taken a bus, just find somebody else to take them. It's carpool. That's how you do it. That's how you're supposed to do it anyways. Like,
so what you're
why
saying,
would you, why would you, okay, if you have neighbors that you know and talk to. And they have a car.
You have a car.
Let's say they have a van and you have a car. Let's just be real.
Let's say you have a car.
Okay, and they have
One child.
So that means they have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seats left. So they can fit people in.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seats left.
And say 4, 5 max.
Max.
Why would you not round up the group? Like, hey, do you go into the? Yes, I'm going. Hey, come ride with us. You're going there anyways. You have to give them gas money or nothing. They were going there anyways. People wouldn't do that. That's just common sense. I don't understand. Unless you hate your neighbors for some apparent reason, y'all don't talk to each other. Hey, if I had neighbors. And if I actually cared about the Red, White, and Boom, I would go and take them with me. But I don't.
I would not take my neighbors. I don't know them.
They were sexy neighbors. Like, hey.
I don't know them at all.
Chocolate girl.
First, I would like to say congratulations to Mr. Bakuda.
Who?
Getting that degree in this bitch.
Where did he graduate from?
BattleClubGaming.com is all about people getting their motherfucking education.
Who did he get a degree in? What is he, sir? What are you?
Let me see. We ain't going to throw that out there. That's up to him whether he want to know. But we just going to say that he got a degree. And we proud of you, motherfucker.
Who would not?
For getting your motherfucking degree.
Who would not want recognition for a degree? That's outstanding. You would want.
You don't know.
Recognition for something that is a great.
He might not even want me talking about the fact that he motherfucking graduated. But I'm going to do that shit anyway.
To people know that he's an educated person.
Not only is he educated, he is a graduate of Battle Club Gaming alumni. Round of applause.
Yeah.
Mr. Hakura.
Sir, you would be the first person I ever met that never wanted to be recognized for anything.
Ooh, yeah. Woo. And then also, we want to give a shout out. The Stutter Poppy got super fans. You know what I'm saying?
What do you do? What happened?
And then those super fans, then in turn, have, you know, listen to our show, which is great.
Uh-huh.
And so that Boo Boo 92173 and Mr. Border Brother, holla at both of y'all.
Hello.
And Boo Boo, you see, is a one-handed gamer.
Oh, for real?
And she playing Battlefield 3 one-hand fucking people up. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of them things where you look at the fact that you only got one leg and be like, I can still play Battlefield. Fuck that shit right out.
How does Battlefield come to one leg?
No,
what
does
one leg have to do with it?
No, what I'm saying is...
That's like saying if he was blind and saying Battlefield.
What I'm saying is, you know, some people just give up on life because they only got like one testicle or one nose nostril or one eyeball or one ear or only one piece of hair.
I have no kids.
Or only one butt cheek.
One.
You know, they only got one penis. One of a JJ.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But you keep moving. You keep moving forward. You do what you do, and you kill, and that's what she do. She getting there. She killing folk, and that's what's up in the game.
She's awesome, ma'am.
Awesome, trawsome. Which is, you know, that's an interesting thing to see how...
You should get her on the show.
People with different handicaps or things that are such can adjust... And be able to do shit that, you know, quote, normal folk do. You know what I mean? Though. Well, that's, you know, the homie Micah used to have the one joint.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's a lot more buttons involved in the PS3, though. You know what I mean? I mean, compared, especially with the shooting game, the running, the strafing, the zooming and all that. See, I mean, you know what that means? That means she's a pure badass.
Pure badass.
One. That means she can literally whoop your ass with one hand in Battlefield. And she will mean it.
Yeah, right. Because
I'm not joking. I'm not making fun of her. But I'm just saying she can really mean that.
A lot of people fuck with you, be like, "I'll beat you with one hand tied behind my back." She really will beat you with one motherfucking hand.
I would date you if I was dating right now. It's pretty sexy.
So that's the ones. Next. And I was on the Battlefield Zero Tolerance podcast last night. So shout out to all of them. Did you listen to the new Burrito podcast?
I did not get a chance to listen to the Burrito podcast.
Yeah, that one's
out.
It
was a tad too hot upstairs.
Yes.
But as soon as it cools down, get a nice cool night, I'm going to hop on, listen to them.
I got a shitload of stuff I got to catch up on when I get back to work. So I got, I got all Battlefield Zero Tolerance cast. I got the SpongeBob's joints, PlayStation Store joints, my brother and me, all the John J. and Riches and shit. The War Zones, which is like 5-hour damn fucking shows. I got so much I got to catch up on. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not even going to work when I go back to work. I'm just listening to podcasts all day. Ignoring my job.
I'm also doing that for dialysis again.
So did you hear this thing? So Gakai, right? I think that's how you pronounce it. That is the shit. It's supposed to be, from my understanding, kind of like... What's the streaming joint? What's it called? The one where you... stream all the games.
Cloud or whatever crap was.
No. The console, you get it, and then you stream all the games to the console with like a subscription service. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Somebody did a review on that. I was looking at that. Not for me.
What's it called? Play TV, It's called.
You buy stuff that you don't own.
It's called Nam 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 Nam. But there was another one called Gakai. And apparently Sony just purchased Gakai. I'm seeing this as a good thing because I think Gakai is like the other. Hold on, let me get that shit. What is that shit called?
So pretty much they're doing what everybody was afraid they were going to start doing. Start streaming bullshit.
No, I'm going to tell you what I think. Hold on. Let me get the name of that other shit. I should know this off the heart. On Live, that's the joint.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, On Live. So Gakai is like another version of On Live, right? Sony bought Gakai. I think what this is going to do is give them a way to, one, make a cheaper PS4, and two, depending on how long it takes them to actually, if they utilize this within the platform of the PS3, it'll allow them to bring PS2 games to the PS3 without having to do a whole lot of different, like, reprogramming of the games to fit the PS3 infrastructure and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You download the Gakai onto your PS3, you rent and or purchase a game, and then you just stream play it onto your PS3 like you would do Netflix or Hulu or something, except for you do it through Gakai on the PS3 for the video games. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm with that.
You know, I mean, if I could rent, say, what's a PS2 game I wanted to play? I don't know. There have been some, but like a Star Ocean or what was the one shit with the space boats, with the pirates, the space boat pirate RPG.
What was that called?
I think it was called Space Boat Pirate RPG.
Space Boat Pirate RPG.
And for some reason, I think this would allow them to be able to put more PS2 and PS1 games to us without the need for all the super complex licensing shit, I guess, that they have to deal with. So that would be cool, too.
I don't know.
But that's just one of the things going on in the world of video games. You heard anything about video games going on in the world of video games?
Video games suck right now. Not much. Video games suck.
A little bit.
Video games are in a bad state right now.
It's
gonna happen, people. I'm telling you, it's gonna be another video game crash. Just wait. It may not be, and they may maybe get record breaking profits now, but eventually, I'm telling you, people will get tired of it. I'm like, it's the same bullshit.
I don't think so.
I think so.
People are have this nature of just constantly going to what they know. You know, this is what they're good at. This is what they know, and that's gonna. I think that. That's going to keep the gaming world alive. People are going to want to play shooters no matter. And if they get tired of a shooter, they'll just jump to a different shooter. You know, people that got tired of Modern Warfare, jump to Battlefield 3. People who get tired of both of them, maybe they'll jump to Medal of Honor or, you know, I don't know. But
saturated with bullshit.
You know what I still want to play? That Binary Domain.
Why would you want that, to play that game?
Because people keep saying it's good.
No, it's not.
Have you played the demo?
Yes.
I enjoyed the demo.
It was a watered-down, half-assed version of Gears. you already know about my story with the headshot thing. Come on.
Look,
that is bad controls.
That was a demo, though. That's something that could have been fixed by the time the game came out.
That game is.
I'm buying it.
I will not. I don't care if the community. I will not purchase that game. I will not be a part of the statistical people that be out there buying bullcrap.
I'm gonna buy that game.
No.
And not only that, I'm gonna buy. I think it was Capcom who made a Gears of War knockoff. I'm
going to
buy that, too.
Wait, which one was that one?
I don't even remember what that shit was called.
I thought Binary Domain was the knockoff.
No, Binary Domain is about shooting cyborgs and stuff.
Oh, my God. They just... Stop with the cyborgs. Stop with the zombies. Stop with the goddamn humans. Give us some more Resistance-type game. Give us something nice. I'll give Gears and Resistance that. At least it wasn't all about goddamn stupid... zombies running around and stupid zombies. And then everybody has to have a zombie mode in their video game now. Is that hot right now?
Stupid.
Fucking zombies. I'm sitting here playing Final Fantasy VII Remake and they got zombie mode.
I want to see a first person shooter where you fight wizards.
I would play that.
See,
a wizard shooting game,
like knights with magic and wizards and
all kind of shit, and they're, oh, look, this is my game right now. Bam. Look, okay, this it is. Right now, we will both come up with the new era of first-person shooter.
Go for it.
I'll go first. Right. Mine, okay, storyline, medieval times, okay? Wizards and sorcerers look to the future and go, look, we see all this machine shit. Our magic is better than this. We're going to take them fuckers over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Open the portal. Wizards, dragons, fucking trolls, golems, goddamn knights, white, black, purple, green, and yellow knights come through the fucking portal and just start fucking shit up, right? Bam. Person, current day, goes back in time through the portal, dies. Person from back in time comes to the present day, takes his place, gets a gun, must shoot wizards. Fantasy, first person shooter, RPG, strategy, racing game.
Bad. Not bad.
Your turn.
Mine's simple. Very simple. Just take the theme of ninjas, stealth.
Jutsu.
Chinese stars, darts. Chinese star Jutsu. You can do the whole leveling up system where you level up, you get new, better weapons to use, like you upgrade your swords and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just make it like that. You can even make a Naruto base. I wouldn't even give a shit. Throw the jutsus in there. You know what I mean? Give us something. I will play that.
Right,
I will play
you're
that.
You're telling me this is a first-person shooter?
This is a first-person shooter. Just like you would do if you were playing any other game and you walk up and stab somebody. It's just that theory. People are running around trying to kill each other. Except for you don't have fucking guns and sniper rifles. You have darts and swords. You can get into sword fights. You can do all this cool stuff. You can throw stuff. You have powers. You know what I mean? To give, like, if you level up, you get better powers, updated powers. This is better than what they put out right now.
You want Skyrim, Naruto, Shadouken shooting.
There you go. I can do that. And it'd be fun. Imagine just chucking the Chinese stars at each other, like, and then somebody makes a stupid mistake. Anything about a sword fight to be fun,
right?
You know what I mean? It'd be nice.
Nice.
And then, you know, if you make one mistake, you're dead.
Dead.
And you gotta watch your back. That's perfect too.
Watch your.
Are you in a sword fight? You may have to turn around and defend yourself and fight two people.
Two people.
Dual wielding.
Dual wield.
You will get another. What do they call it? Katuna.
Katana. And a shark and shoot them at
shuriken.
The same time.
And if they end up making a Naruto-based game, they can use Pain's move, Almighty Push. And all of a sudden, this is what it is.
Nobody knows what that is.
Is Almighty Push exactly what it sounds like? It's a barrier. It's a barrier.
A barrier
that pushes the enemy off.
Pushes the enemy.
So if you got like three dudes coming at
you, three guys,
and you're like, we're gonna gang up on him because he got the most kills.
Ah.
And then you're like surrounded. Whoa, Almighty Push. Pushes the guy back, run up, kill one, turn around, kill the other one, turn around, fight the other one on one. See, that's what people call innovation.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
called thinking outside the box. Mm-hmm. It may sound stupid to people, but it's better than what the shit they putting out right now. The same stuff, Modern Warfare 8, Black Ops 5. I mean, fuck, at least we're thinking outside the box, you bastards.
Okay, here's my question. How would you improve the RPG genre? Go.
Ooh. Shit.
ah.
Oh, man. You know what? I think RPGs are trying to be too mainstream, streamlined. And that's the word I fucking can't stand, streamlined. Streamlined means dumbed down, okay? That's exactly what it means.
Right.
This means we don't think you're smart enough to handle the basic mechanics of what we were put forth either in the demo or something
mm-hmm.
or in our previous games.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to streamline it for you so that the casual gamers can play, because you casual gamers don't have the fucking IQ of a rock to actually just do take Mega Man, for example.
Mega Man
had no tutorial. Mega Man put you in the game, you hit the start button, you started the game. Mega Man taught you how to play through the actual gameplay, through putting you through scenarios and different obstacles, and then later on the stage they put all the obstacles and scenarios together to increase the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays every game has tutorials, which, you know, I guess ain't nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, the games aren't fucking difficult. There's no punishment for losing.
Mm-hmm.
You can get killed 50 times, and again, if you died and most Nintendo games, and you lost all your lives, you either start at the beginning of the stage, or you're starting a whole goddamn game over. Everything's streamlined now. There is no... So why even bother letting the person die? Why even die? You might as well just give everybody God mode, and every goddamn game they put out now, and just might as well forget the whole dying part. You might as well.
Infinite ammo and everything.
The worst thing the person does is go and get pissed off they got to start at the fucking last checkpoint.
Interesting.
What about you, sir? How would you fix RPGs?
How would I fix the RPGs? I think what I would do to fix RPG is make them more RPG.
Example.
Okay. Like, say you have Final Fantasy, right?
Yes.
Part of the RPG element would be that you actually have to tap left to make one foot go forward and tap right to make the other foot go forward. And then when you deck out the shoes, like say you have one shoe with +2 speed and the other shoe with +1 speed, but when you tap it, one leg would slide behind the other one because it wasn't as fast as shit, right? You know, or like say your arm muscle was +5, but your sword was +10, you wouldn't be able to lift the weapon up.
That makes sense. I like that.
They would just drag on the ground, and then when you wanted to attack an enemy, you would just have to slowly turn and hope that you run over his foot with your weapon.
Oh, like which name Dark Souls did with the weapons.
If the weapon
was too high level for you, you couldn't swing it properly.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Just something like that. Something like that.
Good job, Dark Souls.
Every RPG should be an MMO where people could play it without having to be the hero guy. Like, for instance, you should play an RPG and be able to be like a shopkeeper.
Okay.
And then you would do like a shopkeeper storyline where is you get to go and explore and find different herbs and sell stuff in the game instead of being the knightly great hero god. Maybe I don't want to save the world. Maybe I just want to sell potions. Okay? Why can't I just sell ragweed? Why can't I just do that? That's the game I want to play. Okay.
Potion.
Or maybe you want to be the bad guy. You know.
Maybe not even
the main bad guy, but just that one knight that stands in the corner.
The pawn.
Okay.
You mean the badass
one
knight?
Guy who sits there, and then when the bad guy comes, it's just his job to temporarily slow down the good guy from reaching the master.
So you want to die? You want your character to be the one bad
your
guy?
Your job is to die
before the boss. And you want to die from everything.
That's how you get. That's how you level
playable
up by
character
dying.
That run pies.
You start super strong. Every time you die, you get weaker. And that's how you progress as that character. Your job is to be the weakest person in the game until you become a peon player. That's your job, to digress.
That would actually be kind of sweet, though.
The boss. Some people want to be the boss.
Can you imagine a game based off of player versus player?
I mean, just think of RPG where everybody got to play whatever role that they wanted. You wanted to be the flower girl?
Who would want to be those jobs?
There are people. Okay, look.
Is it free? Is this a free RPG?
No, it's not free.
I'm talking about outside with the actual paying for the physical copy of the disc. Is there a monthly subscription to this?
No, it's like playing a regular game. It's like if I hop on right now and play Battlefield 3,
I don't got to
pay for it.
Can I take the flower girl and say, hey, I need you for a mission. Let's go do this shit.
If she wants to go.
But is she going
to
be helpful in battle? She can't be throwing poses.
That's not her job.
That is her job.
Okay, now say you was going on a very extensive mission, right?
Yeah.
The shop owner can go with you and just dole out potions as you need it. And then after you finish and get paid, then you pay the shop owner for whatever he used.
Are you talking about fucking... This is not Final Fantasy Tactics. We don't have chemists and shop owners and flower girls.
That's my point.
And
that
barber
is my
shops.
Point.
I don't need a barber.
You should have
somebody
that.
To take
if
my
I
head
want,
off.
If I want to
I don't
be,
need an edge
if
up
I
then.
Want to be in-game and run a fucking saloon and just serve people beer and alcohol... That's what I should be able to do in an RPG.
Why can't these be additions to an RPG?
This is all one game, is what I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying. Why can't...
It's you and your wife, right?
Look,
check it out. It's you and your wife, right? Okay.
You like to play RPG games.
I love MMOs.
Your wife likes to play fucking Farmville, right?
She has no business.
Every night, you're on the TV playing that. She's on the computer playing fucking Farmville, right? With my game, you can both get in front of the TV. She can farm in there and farm stuff, food for her husband to take on his adventures. Now, your husband can get all of his bar friends, and they can all team up and go do missions while their wives sit back, cook, clean, and tend to the farm while the husbands go out and kill the bad guys. And then the husbands come home and put their feet on the table while the wives...
Mind you, we're doing all this drunk, so we just got out the bar. You got that point. So we all go... So you're saying this... Streamline this. Wives cook dinner, go to bar, get drunk, leave, go on drunken quest, come back, have sex with wives. That's your idea.
No, but see, but here's the thing, though. The bartender is a player in the game, though. So every time he sells a drink and gets positive reviews, he gets good experience points for that.
And making drinks, so he gets to level up his drink.
Yeah, you get to level up your drinks, make more expensive drinks and stuff. You can level up your bar, make it a bigger bar. You can add whores to your bar for the adventurers to sleep with.
Catch AIDS.
You can do all that stuff. You can have games in your bar and stuff. Or you can play as a troll.
So you mean a player-controlled RPG that is The Sims, but not The Sims as in you actually control your own character and what they do.
Do not compare my game to The Sims.
It is
do
The not. Sims.
It is not The Sims. Yes. No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
It's The Sims, but you can control
it's
your
not
players.
Fucking Sims.
The Sims is you
Sims.
Yes, it is. You create a
how
world.
Like The Sims.
People have different jobs. People do things. Except for it's the same stupid idea.
Do anything
as
the in
fucking
the
Sims.
All they do is walk around and go.
You know what? Your little niece is in there. So I'm gonna try to hold my language. I don't want. She's probably listening to the door right now. What I'm just trying to say is, good Lord. Okay, you would need like so many people playing that game.
No, you would. Okay.
What if somebody when they had to go to work and then their bar's closed and you're in their store's closed and you're like, man, I need some fucking potions to go
well,
on
that's
my
what
mission.
I'm saying. They can set
to
if they want
abba-gabba.
To. If they want to, they can set up certain store hours or they could go back and forth. Like I have my character at the store between this time and this time, and then one of their friends take over. Or you could have like an automatic kiosk where it's more expensive, but a person can go in and automatically buy potions for you. But in order to use the kiosk, it might cost 10 kruples more than a if I was an inner man in the store.
Can I break into these shops and or bars?
Yeah, you could break in, but then I have a pit bull, also a person.
So then this would trigger a what we consider a battle scene.
Yes, okay. Let's say you're a knight, right? You need some potions, so my store's closed. So you break down the door, okay? Now, in real life, let's say I'm a dominatrix and this girl is my subordinate, right? In game, I am the shopkeeper and she is the dog, right? So when you break in, my dog watching the house will attack you and destroy you with her 22 point level bite with rabies and quite possibly scabies. And that's the game.
You could do anything. You could be anybody. You could do anything.
It's not a bad idea.
And then like the admins and stuff are like the gods of the world.
The who?
Admin people who made the game,
administrators
play the game, be in the game, but it's like god people. So if I see somebody do something, I'll be like smite you, bam, thunder, kill, die, death. Don't rob that place. I like that place. That's a good home. Don't you rob them.
Jesus Christ, man.
Where are you robbing them for, you son of a gun?
We have lost track of the show.
Turtles.
People are right now like when they listen to this thing, I'm like, what the hell are they talking about?
Look, you're just mad because my game
what?
Is the savior of the game industry. I just saved RPGs and Square Enix with that.
Who would produce that game?
Who
would take the time and effort to produce that game? A outside of people having second characters, maybe like having a second character created just for the purpose of linking it to like a first character who does adventures and selling stuff. Now, I would do that. I would agree. I would do that. If I could have two characters linked to the same account where when I'm not adventuring, I could play as the other character and make money for my other character to use, I would do that. That's a good idea.
But why? You don't need to do that because all you have to do is get you a crew of people who rob banks. And you're the leader. And then they're not even attached to you because you're out questing. They're robbing banks and they're sending you money. They're funding your quest. To the whole world, you're a good guy. Look, he just slayed the fucking dragon that was burning down our village. But little do they know, the guys who robbed the goddamn village, they were your team. They sent you money that they stole from the village bank. That's all I'm saying.
That's elaborate RPG, my friend.
That's all I'm saying. That's the future. Or that should be the future of RPG.
That would take fucking decades to make that type of RPG.
No, man, no.
It would, with the openingness and the ability to program. The programming would be a nightmare.
All you do is you program an MMO. That's it. It's just the multiple, and you go in-game, and it's not like you have. It's not like, okay, you know how most games you play, right? You go into the game and you pick a class. It's not like that. You don't pick a class. You just create a character, and then from that point, you do what you want. You can go buy armor and weapons and be a thief or a mage or
a
knight.
No defined classes on there.
No, your character grows how you play your character. If I choose to go and like I might go and say there's a character already on there who needs some help. So I help him on his farm. He pays me. I take that money to buy a bunch of potions and shit. Hawk those potions on the street until I get my weight up, right? And then I'll go and open up a potion shop.
So how is this going to start? How would the world start? If everybody was starting at the same time, there would need to be, let's say, an alpha person that would get the ball
there
rolling.
There would be like, no alpha. There would be.
There has to be a level.
No, it would be an empty
somebody
world.
Has to start the business somewhere. To allow other people to like buy potions
no,
from
no, you rich. Don't. No. It's an empty world,
how's
okay?
It, but how are they going to become rich? If
the
everybody's
first,
broke
the first, okay, let's say the game.
Beginning, how does it work?
Let's say the game comes out, right? And then there are 300,000 players, right?
Go for it.
All 300,000 of these players start out with 200 crukruples. Okay? And one person takes his crukruples and forms an axe. He melts it down, bam, axe. Cuts down some trees, makes a house, okay? The other person say, look, I got 200 crukruples. I give you 50 crukruples to build a house. He goes, he's building a house for everybody. Next thing you know, there's a village, okay? Then he takes his axe, he sells his axe, and he has a bunch of crukruples. So then he starts forward making swords and stuff out of his crukruples, right? So then he's selling swords and armor. He makes potions. He's selling potions. Some guy gets the potions. Duplicates the potion, makes more potion, opens a potion shop. It's a growing world. It's a growing world. Okay, it's your imagination. Okay, you chop down a tree, you build a potion shop, you go out to a forest, you kill a bunch of rabbits, you put their blood in a cup, you call it a potion. That's how you make a potion shop. All I'm saying is,
rabbit didn't even do nothing to you.
Future of gaming. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. So.
Wow.
I think it worked. I think it worked. It'll be the most greatest game ever played. It'll be the game that nobody ever leaves. Nobody. Nobody ever leave that game. So you wanted to do the.
Oh, we can wait till next podcast.
All right. Next podcast, we're going to do our. What is it?
We're going to do the top 10 most overrated things. Food, games, TV,
bitches,
black people, coloreds, whites, Mexicans,
Heidi hoes,
sluts,
apostophilicals.
You don't want them here. We don't want the pasta pelicans here. Apostophilicals.
So, well, damn, that just brought us to a mighty halt.
Yes, because we have nothing to talk about.
We have nothing to talk about.
I think
about
we should take a break. Regroup.
You want to open it up?
Open what up?
Open the show up to the people?
Talking about a call?
Yeah.
Who's going to call? Who wants to talk to us?
I don't know.
Who even wants to... Who even likes us?
Let's
see if that one girl can call talk to us.
Who?
What's her name? What's her name again? The one-handed player. The one that's awesome.
The one that had the player?
The one-handed player. The one that's awesome.
She's on the Twitter.
I would see if she want to talk to us. I would love to know exactly, like, the type of, you know, setup she has. Like, what kind of controller she uses and stuff. Like, does she just hold it? Or is she just that much of a badass that the controller levitates?
Well, I'm going to put a call out on Twitter that we have nothing to talk about.
Because we really don't have nothing to talk about right now because I kind of came ill-prepared. We could do a top something list, which is not the one we mentioned before. Okay, hold on. How about the top? This one's easy.
Okay, wait. So I'm not putting the call out on Twitter.
You can put the call out, but this is just give us some... Because we got a lot of dead air now because... You could tell we were going downhill from the last podcast.
From
our last podcast. Because this is just like a random podcast of nothingness. This podcast is just going to be worse. So I'm going to go with it. Top 10. This is just the top things that are
cheap,
but are fucking awesome for being cheap. Things that you can go and buy for dirt cheap. Like, man, this isn't going to be good. And also ends up being awesome. It could be food related. Probably mostly going to be food related. Food's probably the most cheapest thing you can buy.
What now?
Top 10 cheapest things you can buy but are still awesome.
Doritos.
Doritos aren't cheap.
Doritos?
TGE isn't. She's like $2 a bottle. Grippos are, $1.49 for bad Grippos is pretty good.
Certified all beef hot dogs.
From where?
Certified and Target.
No, that's all right. Tostino's pizzas are delicious.
Red Baron pizza.
For how much?
It's like $4 for a whole pizza.
No, man, that's too expensive.
$3 for a whole pizza.
It's too expensive.
How is that expensive? It's $3 for a whole pizza.
The bank. We're talking cheap.
If you order a pizza, we're talking from dollar a place, store it's cheap. Cost you like $10.
Still not. Because you might as well just name.
$3 not cheap.
You might as well just name everything in the grocery store then. Like ramen noodles are fucking delicious.
Okay, yeah. Why does ramen count?
Ramen don't count.
Cream of mushroom soup, 79 cents a can.
Did you eat cream of mushroom soup from the can?
Dollar Theater.
No, how much dollar is actually?
$1.50.
That's a lie. See, that's false. Smart. That's false. I should sue them.
Sorry. $1.50 theater.
Yeah. Stuff. Just call it what it is. Like Family Dollar isn't a dollar. So it's like $5, $6.
Not Dollar Tree.
No, Dollar Tree everything is a dollar.
Dollar Tree everything is a dollar.
They be cheating you in there though, because some of that shit that's a dollar at the regular store be like 70 cents.
True.
They're trying to get you.
True. So you gotta be careful when you go to the dollar. That's how they make their money. For the stuff that would be normally more than a dollar, they have to compensate by making stuff that's less than a dollar.
Yeah, and you don't know because you're just going there buying shit. It's like, ooh, it's a dollar. It's a dollar.
True.
And then you go to the regular store one day and find out, man, I paid like 30 cents more for this at the dollar store. What kind of nonsense?
Now here's what you know. Here's the key. Wait a minute. You got something to talk about. The guide to dollar store shopping. Guide to dollar store shopping. Number one, things to buy in dollar store shopping. Brand name chips. There's always a plus in there.
They got those Hers chips.
Yep, you got the Hers.
Hers are good.
You got the TGI Friday ones.
Yes.
Those are like usually like people just like $2-3 a bag, you know, like a buck.
The mozzarella ones are good.
I do like the mozzarella sticks. They are freaking delicious. Let's see, Pop Tarts in there for a buck. You can kind of go to an off-brand place and usually get them for about a dollar. But, you know, why make the extra trip? Because if you get, like, the Pop-Tart brand Pop-Tarts, you're going to pay, like, $2. If they're on sale, maybe $1.50 or so. Okay, so, I mean, it's always good. Then there's, what else? Now, I would stay away from most canned goods in the dollar store. And this is a lesson I try to teach Mom. She doesn't want to listen, apparently. There's a thing called botulism that happens when a can or it gets dented. A chemical then seeps into the food of the canned food. That's why you're not supposed to buy dented cans, because there's a chance you get botulism, there's a chance you can die. Okay, So if you go to the dollar store and they have a bunch of dented cans, leave them alone. Don't even buy your canned food from the dollar store. Go to a regular store and get it for cheaper. Juice.
Juice.
And pop at dollar store is pretty much a fairly good deal. You get the 3 liters for like a buck.
If you want diabetes.
If you want the diabetes. You want the sugars.
Then they got the generic ass little Debbies.
Those are pretty good.
Okay. I hate those things.
Which one? You don't hate them all?
I hate all of them.
I think they're actually all right.
They're horrible.
I think they're all right. He's a hater of the third kind. Candy is always a lot cheaper there.
Little Snickers balls.
Yeah, I mean, you pay a buck anywhere else, but you know what? You know, you're in a dollar store anyways. They have a frozen food section now.
Yeah, you can get some blah. Ooh, we be getting Sargento cheese out that bitch.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That shit like $50 regular. When you get it from the dollar store, it's a dollar.
Buck for three.
Mozzarella
quarters.
Cheese, cheddar cheese, pepper jack cheese, all kind of cheese.
I remember one time then they had the cheese tostino pizzas. Cost like $2 a pop.
$2.
$2. Damn, Sheila.
You can get plates and shit.
Forks.
If you poor, you can go in there and get party stuff.
Balloons. For a buck. Cards for 50 cents.
You can go in there and get cups.
Cups?
You can get a broom and a mop.
And a mop. Right.
And you get some bleach to put in the bleach thing that you bought from the dollar store, your bucket.
Now, let's just call it what it is. If you want cheap snacks and household items for cheap,
go to the dollar store.
Don't go to fucking Kroger's and all this other stuff.
I swear you better not. I swear I'll punch you in your face if you go to Kroger. I'll punch you in your face.
I will find you and I will pick you up.
Yeah. Punch you.
Might have a nice dinner. You're like, let's go back to my place. I'm like, okay. Then we'll go through the door. And it's the guy's going to be behind the door.
Behind it.
He's going to punch you in the face.
I saw you go to Kroger instead of the dollar store. Bam, right in your face.
And then you're going to be like, why'd you hit me? And I'm like, I'm sorry. We can make things better. Work on a relationship.
Dude, this is the worst show ever.
We're almost at the hour mark. We need 15 more minutes of crap. These people. Oh, boy, I tell you. Well, let's see what else we're talking about here. You know, we're not going to, you shouldn't edit this. Sure, let's not edit this. No, we're going to give it to the people the way they want it, okay? Because I want people to know that everybody can have a fuck-up day in anything in your life, okay? No one's ever not had a bad day of anything more than one time. You know, I've had bad days in cooking where things just didn't go right. There was a whole chicken wing fiasco that didn't go right. I shouldn't have left. I left to go do something. And apparently the oven was turned off, and I figured, okay, well, maybe they just turned it off, and I didn't want the wings to be burnt or nothing, so I turned it back on, gave them like another half hour, and apparently the oven was turned off longer than that. The wings were cooked. They could have been more cooked. Nobody got sick, so it wasn't like it was raw, but it was, you know what I mean? It could have been a little more cooked. That was just a bad day. It was a bad day for me in general, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is to have a bad day. You go in, you get a nurse that doesn't want to listen to you.
That's true.
And then they maybe have a bad day, and so they're kind of off, they're tired, they're not doing their job to the best. But you end up cramping.
Cramping all up.
So you got to get off your chair.
Cramps in your butt, cramps in your butt.
You know what I'm saying?
Cramps in your butt,
things happen. In your butt. And I don't know what it is about dialysis, but most of the dialysis technicians are females. So that means you can't put your hands on them. Can't fight them. Okay. Most of them are married, apparently, which is weird, too. I kind of noticed that about it.
No, they're married.
Married, too. That's weird. I can never figure that out. Why? Not a lot of single women on dialysis.
Because in order to do dialysis, you have to dialysize.
Dialysis.
So you got to be married to be able to do that.
Apparently so, because I haven't met a single dialysis tech yet. It's kind of weird, though. It's weird. Maybe it's just that more nurturing, you know what I mean? They see people that are dependent upon something to live, and you know, maybe their family dependent upon them, so they make better technicians than somebody who just doesn't give a fuck. Imagine. Like Brent said it. Go ahead.
I ask you a question.
Go ahead, sir.
Do you think that the video game world is sexist? Apparently there's this thing going on now where all the women are mad because video games are sexist and the video game community is sexist. Do you agree with this?
No, we're not. Number one, video game community is not sexist. I would dare anyone to tell me that any gamer, I'm not a gamer,
right?
Because gamers are idiots. I like to play games, but I would love for my girlfriend to be able to play games. If I find a girlfriend, I'll love if she played games. I wouldn't hate on that. I find that sexy as hell.
Looking at it from the games perspective.
Now, games?
Do you feel like there are enough female protagonists or even antagonists with high profile roles in video games?
I'm gonna say it doesn't work. Women by nature are emotional creatures, and that's not a bad thing. Don't get me wrong, it's not a bad thing. Women don't translate well to hardcore badass evil like a man could. For example, when you think of a villain, you think of this dark, brooding, deep voice, conniving son of a bitch. Like, me personally, like, I have a problem beating up women in video games. I'll do it. Like, I'll put a hurting on Cammy if I have to. But I don't know. I just don't see women being strong.
You have just proved everybody's point.
No, it's not sexist, though, man. It's true. Look, it's the reason. Look, I'll play right now.
Just created.
That's why Cloud Strife makes $1 an hour, and what's her name? Lightning makes 75 cents, okay? It is the truth. Men make $1 to the 75 cents of women. And number two,
what's that have to do with it?
Women. Well, what I'm trying to say is, look, okay, for example, take Cloud. Man. Cloud was constant throughout Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
He was Cloud, okay? Right.
Okay.
When I through Final Fantasy 13 Lightning, at first I was like, oh, this is a badass. Then she started getting soft on me. Uh-huh. Her emotions started showing. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
See, if they could, if that's the way women are, they are emotional creatures. Uh-huh. They need men, which are emotionless creatures. Men, we think with, you know, we spur of the moment type stuff. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
We protect our women. We are hunters and gatherers by nature. Mm-hmm. Okay, women are the people that are supposed to be at home. They take care of the kids, they cook and they clean. This is what they do. Now, is it wrong for women to get a job? Of course not. Would I like my woman to work? Yes, I would love for her to have a job. I mean, fuck, I'm getting some hate mail for this shit. It's coming out worse than what it sounds like.
All right, Franchise, yo.
What up?
Help me out.
Okay, look, Franchise. Help me out, Franchise. Okay, we just started this conversation about sexism in gaming. I don't know if you've had anybody on your Twitter feed talking about this shit. According to Ya Yizzle. Now, hold on. I'm going to let him give his point, and then I want to...
Oh man, this sounds like it's gonna be real deep.
I'm gonna let him throw his point out there, and then I want to see what you think.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's the thing. This is what I was saying. Okay, now the whole thing with the not being enough women protagonists or antagonists
right. In
games, leading characters. I said that's okay because women are emotional creatures. And wait a minute. And my point was, look at Cloud Strife in male characters. Like, they really don't show emotions. They're like this flat plateau throughout the whole game. And then, like, Lightning, she gets all emotional when she sees her sister. And then she's like, she starts acting like a woman should, right? And then I felt that she should have, like, women are in the kitchen cooking and, like, taking care of the kids and stuff while the men are hunters and gatherers. It's not sexist. It's the truth. It's what they, and like I told Sakata, if a woman wants to have a job, that's fine. But she has to realize she's not going to get paid more than me or Sakata. And they just need to be in the kitchen cooking our meals and doing what's right. And not worrying about being in a video game. Take what you can get. Side character and or girlfriend to main character. Or in like Grand Theft Auto, slut. Thank you.
What about if you take that chick from Heavy Rain?
I never played Heavy Rain.
What?
I'm not playing it yet. Is she cool?
Oh, man.
Well, Heavy Rain, she was the reporter chick?
Yes. The one that was, you know, the guy who was like, oh, Jason! Y'all haven't played that game yet?
I don't play Heavy Rain.
I've not played it yet. I've seen videos of it. the girl is a badass. See, that's what I'm saying. Why are they complaining?
It gets deep in that game. I mean, they get to going at it. Her and the dad is looking for Jason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh man, they got shower scenes.
Now, do you? Okay, Yaya just basically proved that there is sexism in the gaming industry.
No, it's not.
Do you think that there is, or do you think that's an overrated position?
Overrated.
You know, it seemed to be something that a lot of the girls is complaining about now. Not enough chicks in the games and the portrayal of the females in the games. Do you think that's an issue?
I don't think it's an issue because, as y'all said, I mean, what are they going to be doing in the games? You know what I'm saying? What are they doing?
Mopping the floor?
Playing after a battle rain, scene? That'll give you all the answers you need to know about sexism in games. There are women in that game.
Yeah.
So wait, they
are, you know, women in games. Play Saints Row. Saints Row 2 and 3. What are the women doing in the game? You have a couple of them that are gangsters. But what are the rest of them? Prostitutes? I mean, really?
So wait, but what both of y'all are basically saying is that in order for a woman to be in a video game, she should only be able to portray the perceived idea of what a woman is or should be in real life.
No, because you know what they'll do?
That's not what I'm saying. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead.
Because I'm going to tell you what they do. If we would portray a woman to be more masculine and more manlike, then the women start complaining about that. Oh, she's too masculine. She's too manly. What could you make her soft?
Yeah.
See?
Oh, man. She's going around kicking all the guys' asses. We don't like that. Yeah. It's damned if you do or damned if you don't.
Thank you.
But wouldn't it be better to do rather than to not do and be criticized for doing instead of don't doing?
Nope.
Gave him Tomb Raider. I mean, what else do you want?
That's true. Lara Croft is...
Okay, but then you could say that...
She's beastly.
She had Tomb Raider, but then the male chauvinistic pig brought out Nathan Drake in order to counteract her powerful feminism.
She is what Nathan Drake wanted to be.
You see what I'm saying? Are you speaking in tongues? Am I going to have to snatch your man card?
Look, I'm just saying. I'm
trying to figure it out, man.
From the perception.
Oh, franchise is awake today. Like I was last night in zombie mode.
From the perception of the female gamer
right.
who looked up the Lara Croft and then played Uncharted, is it not safe to say that the male presence in the gaming industry decided that they wanted to band together the He-Man Woman Haters Club and get rid of a strong female protagonist by knocking her off of her platform by creating a similar game and character and attempting to overshadow her? Am I wrong?
I do not agree with that, sir.
How is this not true?
I don't think Nathan Drake was created to knock her off her pedestal because she's not gone. She keeps coming back.
True.
But that's like saying slavery was not created to knock black people off of their pedestal. Okay? It is the same thing.
No, it's not.
Okay? That's like saying black people picking cotton was not designed for them to make sweaters.
Let me tell you something.
See what I'm saying?
I love a good cotton sweater.
Yeah, man, cotton sweaters are nice and...
No, be all warm and fuzzy. How dare you?
Yeah,
you take
that back. I mean, what's going on?
Okay. What about...
I don't know him anymore.
What about Final Fantasy? Okay, let's go to Final Fantasy. Okay, Final Fantasy 10-2, all female cast, automatically hated by the majority of male gamers. Why?
Preference.
I mean, you know, you got to look at it. I know more women that, I mean, we'll go back to Final Fantasy in a minute. I know more women that play Uncharted 2 and 3 than men.
Because.
I mean, how is it sexist?
Because it's a trick. It's a trap.
It's not.
Well, what's the trap? What is the trick? Is it to lure them away from Lara Croft?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Who is
they are trying to?
that plan is failing miserably because Lara Croft keeps coming back.
She keeps coming back, but she keeps failing. That's the thing.
That's not
the only reason she keeps coming back is because she's a known franchise.
Blame the developers.
And she has big boobies. Let's keep it real. Big boobies.
Not a new one. Yeah. They toned those breasts down. Breasts. Yeah.
See, they did away with all that.
Yeah. But see, what did they do in order to equal out the fact that they took away her boobies? They made her young and hot. Sexism. Sexism.
But, I mean, how many of us brothers are going to go for that?
A lot of black men like white women. They ain't going to buy the game just so they can see her run around and look at her ass.
I can't deny that. I can't deny that at all. All I'm saying is, how many of us are going to really check that out?
Nah, not me.
I think it's going to be, if they did a demographic on the Lara Croft sales, I think 50% of that is going to go to black males.
No, we you know why? Because we don't want to mess with nobody that's going to whoop our ass.
Yes.
Yeah, man. You know, Lara Croft carries guns and she can fight. How many of us want to fight a woman that can fight and carries guns? She's got pistols on her. Yes. See, you look at any Tomb Raider poster, she's got holsters with pistols behind her titties.
Now this
I'm just saying.
Now that's going to be my next point, right? Is the simple fact that when you play Lara Croft, you control Lara Croft. And as the male-dominated video gaming industry, you must have control over the feminism.
Yeah, but if you got Lara Croft, now, let's keep it real. How many of us are going to want to control Lara Croft walking around whooping people's ass? We don't want to see that. We want to see Lara Croft as some Debbie Does Dallas type stuff.
Yes.
If we're going to control it, I mean, male domination.
Thank you.
That's what we want to see. Why do you think Heavy Rain did the numbers that it did? And it's still getting played to this day. Y'all missed out on that game, I'm telling you. Folks got butt naked in there.
I can't play that game because of the quick time events. And as a male, I feel like that is a feminist way to play video games, okay?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot. It's not all quick time events. You get to control what they do.
They run around. Like, I'm running. And then quick time event. Nah, I run again. Quick time event. I got to open the door. A-A-B-A.
You got to play the game. You got to. If there's nothing else, I would say that game right there is one of the most sexist games on the planet.
Wow.
Because it took a reporter. And she was a hot reporter. But she got down.
Now,
with his name, the little boy's daddy, she got down with him big time.
So they did it. They did it up in the Twitter.
They did it. It was the bang bang boogie.
Now this is on a totally different thing. Would they have let it be done if it was a man reporter?
What, with this girl?
No, if it was the male dad and the male reporter, would they have let it? Is there gayism in the gaming industry?
No, we don't want to see that. I don't think girls want to see that. That's the thing. Women don't want to see that.
There is a little bit out there. There are games that are kind of...
Yeah, there are questionable games.
So is the real issue the gayism, the sexism, or the racism?
I would say the racism in games.
Racism.
Why the racism?
Well, I mean, you look at it. How many games got brothers in them?
Two.
Very few. What do we do in the games when we are in the games? Besides, okay, you take Madden. We athletes, you know. NBA athletes. How many brothers do you see on a hockey game?
One, because I think there's one NBA player in the whole black guys, like two, NBL. Two of them. Can one. You choose they them in start, the game?
You don't see them. And then when they come out, you can't tell they're black. They're light skinned.
So
you could possibly think they were some kind of other race.
Now, do you think that they should, because they black, should they automatically darken their skin tone, make them charcoal, so that you can tell against the gleam of the ice?
I think they should be as black as they are in real life. If they're Crayola black, tire shiny black, you know, right after you spray that tire wet on them black, then make them like that. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Yayizzle, you also said racism. Why would you go racism?
I'll say it once. I'll say it again. Every time they do put a black person in the game outside of sports games, carrying guns, afro. Okay, let's take which name from Final Fantasy 13-2.
Cornrows.
Cornrows.
The cornrows. Every game that you play right now, if you have a creator player, that is one of the things that the creator player comes with, is cornrows. Every single one of them.
Other than all black
people wear cornrows.
Other than afro and cornrow, how are you supposed to depict the black experience?
But then you got the loud clothes and blah blah blah. You know, why do we have to be portrayed like that? Why can't we be, hi, I'm Stephen Baker and I'm your accountant? You know. Why can't we have that role in the game?
Because that's a lie. That's not black people. You guys are tripping.
That's black people. That's just black people with some sense.
That is not.
Look. It's an educated black man.
Yo, my nigga. Look.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a stereotype right there. Yo, my nigga.
What would you get ready to say about Saz from 13?
So I say, Saz. Okay. Yeah. Look. Okay. You got it. Well, this is about 13 in general.
Okay. Go ahead. Right.
Black dude.
Okay.
Stereotypical black dude voice.
Okay.
Sounds like he was some sort of slave or something. Afro, carrying guns, of course, and had chicken living on top of his head.
Right?
Thank you. Anybody else find
something
wrong with that?
Are you familiar with that character from 13?
Oh, dude.
That was bad, that's, man.
What?
That's almost as bad as Saints Row.
But he was a good father.
What about Barrett?
He was a good dad. We could point out the fact that he carried guns, had an afro, was voiced by a black guy. That's why he sounded black.
No,
but then
the way he
could
talks.
Nobody. Could, okay, look. The perception amongst people in the world is that black men are horrible fathers. He spent the whole game doing what he did for his son.
Which is not bad. I'm not knocking him for that. But why couldn't they just make him look more
respectable?
Yes.
What was unrespectable? He had a
life long. Why couldn't he be like Cliff Huxtable?
Why couldn't he have a cool different weapon?
How's he going to shoot people looking like Cliff Huxtable don't even look like Cliff Huxtable.
Yeah, fists, a boomerang, some sort of tingle ball thing, swords, and all this other stuff. And they give him guns. They couldn't give him something else like a mace, axe.
Why?
Yeah.
Some marbles.
Look, I think what the problem here is that as black men yourself, y'all are scared to recognize that the stereotypes of the black man are mostly true.
Granted, but why they got to put that in a video game?
Now, here's my question. Like, say you was playing a black version of Streets of Rage, and you punched a trash can, and a piece of fried chicken and watermelon came out. Would y'all call that racist?
That's I would not call racist. That completely racist.
That's not racist. That
That's
is
racist.
Just...
That'd be like, hey, look, niggas.
How is
we
that?
Got you in a video game now.
that's not racist at all.
You look at it, but look at it though. You know, everything that's produced has to have some kind of black presence on it, right?
Right.
Has to have some kind of that's their end. Over there, it could be in Hong Kong. Kick a trash can over, watermelon and chicken. There you go, black people. We have you in the game.
If black people can like watermelon and chicken in real life, what's wrong with people telling you, hey, we put watermelon and chicken in the game for your character because this is things that you love? To me, it's showing love to the black community because it's giving us something that we have came up with in our community.
But you know,
to me, it sounds like, hey, Sambo, what are you doing?
That's my point, because you know they're not putting it in there. They're putting it in there to insult us.
They're different than hamburgers. Black folks love hamburgers.
See?
Okay,
that's
so
a universal thing.
So if it was a white character and he cooked a trash can and it was like a hot dog or a bologna sandwich, would y'all say that was racist?
Yes, if it was intended to be racist, yes.
How white people do you know eat bologna?
They love bologna with a lot of mayo.
Now, if they kick over a can and open up some mayo, like, that's fucking racist, man.
Yeah, that's racist.
I'm
right
saying.
There,
what if a giant pickle popped out?
For a blah, who? A German? Racist.
Damn it.
That's racist, sir.
Racist.
I don't know. I don't know where you guys are getting this from. I don't see it. Sexism, racism, gayism in the games. I think it's all covered nicely. I don't see the racism.
I don't see
except for Barrett. Or no, what's his name from Gears of War? Woo! I'm the Coltrane!
Oh, Coltrane.
Hey, football!
Coltrane, yeah.
I play football.
That's a racist stereotype if I ever saw one.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
He's horrible.
He's pretty bad. You could probably do a whole show just talking about
talking about nothing but racism in video games. I swear, man.
Mm-hmm. So okay, now are there? Okay, let's go down. Let's go down the line. Okay, mm-hmm. We're gonna go down the line. We're gonna go racism, sexism, gayism, and I want you guys to, if you can, to point out a positive image of race in a video game, the positive image of a gay character, positive image of a woman, to see if we can find some light at the end of this very dark tunnel.
Very dark.
Okay.
Very dark.
So let's start with you, franchise.
Very gay.
And we'll go racism. Give us a bright light at the end of the racism.
A bright light. I'd say players in Madden because they dominate.
Now wait, isn't it racist of you to pick Madden because of the simple fact that most of the football players are black anyways?
Well, not all of them were black.
Most of them.
I'd say the majority of them are black. But still, that's our one game, Madden.
But then you
are going... Or NBA 2K12. They got people from everywhere on that game. You know, you got Dirk from over there in Germany. You know? It shows everybody. I mean, nobody's going around punching nobody or hurting nobody. There's no thugs on there. I mean, you don't see... I mean, you see the ones with the tattoos and stuff, but I mean... That's universal because there's some white dudes on there with tattoos too. Like, what's that dude's name? Chris, the dude who plays for the Nuggets.
I like Chris Hansen. Nuggets. Chicken nuggets are delicious. McDonald's chicken nuggets.
I like Wendy's. Spicy chicken. Delicious.
Yeah, see?
Dipping sauce. Of course, black people.
But don't chicken. You, but wouldn't that be racist in itself that the only thing that you see a positivity from the black racism is in a sports game where we run, jump, and have a ball as opposed to maybe doing some magic or
but see, you don't find us doing magic and anything. I mean, what do you see? What the worst, I think one of the worst stereotypes I've seen out there was Ready to Rumble. Mm-hmm. Afro Thunder.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was bad. I mean, the cat had an afro, he was skinny, you know what I'm saying, with big hands. That was terrible.
And the way he talked.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Pretty bad.
That was horrible, you know. So, I mean, racism, as far as us as a people, nah. I mean, Madden is about as good as it gets because the players don't, you know, when they do the little side interviews and stuff, they don't sound like, oh, yeah, man, my name is Jimmy Joe. We're playing football. They don't do that. Now they have this stupid, but they have this stupid voice, but they actually say intelligent things.
I was at the corner trying to cut over, then I had to pass through the defense, and then the lineman came in, and I had to get him on a form of retreat, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Kobe, you just passed me the ball. Kobe
Bryant
just passed
me the ball.
Kobe,
like,
look at me. Kobe,
Michael, what are you saying? Well, I just do what Coach Reed told me to do, and I can't. And I went out there, and I, You know, that's a white person, you know, voicing Michael Vick. You can tell. It's not Michael Vick, but he doesn't sound like an idiot. Like, if you listen to Michael Vick on TV, I like Michael Vick. He's one of my favorite players mm-hmm. of all time. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when he gives interviews, he sounds like a complete and utter idiot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But on the game, he doesn't sound like that. He sounds like he should, be on Wall Street.
But is the fact that you have to create artificial intelligence for him a jab at the fact that he's black and ignorant?
I think it's I think it's trying to promote that he has some intelligence about him. He just sounds like an idiot sometimes.
Okay, all right. Yaza, what about you? Any bright lights in the racist tone that is the gaming industry?
Yes. If Kobe Byron just passed me the ball, we'd be all right. Kobe, just pass me the ball.
I would say the one game I've played that I felt that Well, I'm gonna be a Dark Souls, for example.
Okay.
You can make an African American character. You can make a gay looking character. You can do whatever, like the, you know, customization and stuff. And all the characters play the same. Mm-hmm. There's nothing racist. There's nothing like over, you know, boundary that was like, God damn, this is just a racist BS. Mm-hmm. All the characters on there, there was nothing stereotypical about it. It was just a good game. You can customize your character, make him like any way you want to, and it was an overblown racist bullcrap like I've seen in some RPGs, Final Fantasy 13, Final Fantasy 7.
I have a question.
Give us a goddamn sword, for Christ's sakes.
How black can you make your character in Dark Souls?
It's just pretty black.
How black?
I'm not talking like Nigeria black, where they
exactly. That's what I'm in the middle of a Nigerian thunderstorm. Okay, it's bright as fuck outside, and I'm walking, and I hit something, and I can't see what I'm hitting. And then he smiles, and some teeth show up, and it's he's so black, he hides in the sunlight. He's like a shadow. I thought he was my shadow. Can you make a character that black?
I don't think they get that black.
That's racist, then.
The black palette.
That's racist.
Well, look, the rainbow spectrum can't go that dark.
The rainbow laws spectrum is of that physics. Dark.
In darkness, you can only go so many shades of dark before you break the barrier. He's beyond that point. He's not human.
Okay.
That point. What about you?
I would say that the bright light and the racism would have to be Tiger Woods. Was it 12, 13? What's the one he got out now?
You mean the golf?
15.
Yeah. And the reason I say that is because after Tiger fucked all those white women, they easily could have been like, this pick a ninny is never going to create another game for us again.
I don't like his
But you know what they did? They looked past the fact that he was black, okay? They looked past the fact that he slept with all their wives and daughters and shit.
Whore.
And they let him have his game years after the event took place. Okay? If that is not acknowledgement of the lack of racism in video games, I don't know what is.
Oh, this just in.
No, you can't take the game and call it Tiger Woods and then take Tiger Woods off of it. I mean, what are you going to do with it then?
Woods.
You call it The Woods, and you have them play golf in the woods with trees and stuff.
How about you just call it Pro Golf?
It could have been pro, but you know what? It was the simple fact that they knew that Tiger Woods transcends racism. He's white, black, Asian, Mexican, Indian, North Indian, Korean, Vietnamese, Swedish, and German.
So he's cockabubble.
He's all of those things. Yes. So you can't just be like, oh, this black kid fucked our white women. No game for you. No, you can't do that. You just gotta, you accept it that he has sex with your wife.
Embrace it.
And then you put the game out.
You can maybe sit down and watch it to verify that it happened.
That's all I'm saying.
You could join in and say, hey, leave me out next time, sir. You just don't kick him off his own game. RPs.
All right. So what about what are we doing? What is that one? Well, sexism. Any positive
for
positive women situations? Positive women characters, franchise. What you got?
Positive. That's
hard.
That's really hard, man. Because I can't really think of any, like, I don't know, the one chick, well, they changed the chicks up on, I call them chicks, sue me, but they changed the ones up on Uncharted every year, every one, right? Or is it that one that's always with Nathan Drake?
Yeah, it's Chloe, and then the reporter chick. I can't remember that bitch's name.
What's that bitch's name? I would say the reporter chick is kind of cool.
The reporter chick is cool. I like the other girl because she's has a very dark tone and she has nice boobs and a nice butt.
Who are you talking about?
That. What's her name? It's Chloe something and.
I have to look that up, man.
What is her name?
What are you talking about? From
Uncharted, yeah.
Oh, Karen, I don't know.
I know Chloe is the other thief chick, I think. And then. Hold on. I'm going to look that up real quick. You got that? Hold on.
Yeah, I think she's pretty cool though.
So you think that her character proves that sexism is on its way out in the gaming industry?
No.
You don't think so?
I mean,
she's cool. She's not just overly, she's not just overly, like, how can I say, a bimbo like most of the girls in video games. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of them are bimbos. Let's face it. They don't have any sense.
Right.
Not all of them, but most of them.
Elena. That's her name. Elena.
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't you think that at the end of the day, the only reason she's there is to be pussy fodder for Nathan?
Yeah, somebody has to do it. Take one for the team.
Right. I mean, am I wrong here?
Yeah, that's kind of hard to say, man. I think if they actually develop another Uncharted 4, you know, and bring her back, I mean, the ending might be that they end up together.
But I feel like that's reducing her character. That the outcome of her story is you get to be with the great Nathan Drake.
He's a great man. He's okay. Adonis.
Is that not saying, as a woman, you're not strong enough to go on these adventures without Nathan? Okay.
Women are weak by nature, though. I don't understand. No women, come on. Oh, my Lord. Except for the freakish bodybuilders, okay? Women are just, like, they're genetically just weaker than men. Genetically. It's not our fault. How can you hate us?
I just seem...
Well, no, I know some wildebeest out there that will knock you on your ass.
That will beat us up.
Yeah, I try to stay away from those, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. You know, I would say both of the characters are Uncharted, though. Mm-hmm. Pretty good, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yes, what would you say?
Ooh. Sexist.
Man, this is crazy.
This is hard. What about Cooking Mama? No, can't go there. I mean, I think Cooking Mama for the DS shows what women should be doing, which is cooking great food. But what about that chick from, what's it called? Is it Beyond Good and Evil?
Beyond Good. Oh, okay, yeah.
Now, okay. She was the main character. She got the job done. And it didn't make her seem all, you know what I mean, weak and helpless.
Hold on,
we got Guy once again in on this.
Hello, Mr. Guy?
Guy?
Guy. Hello? Franchise.
Yo.
Franchise.
Guy.
Franchise.
Yo.
Franchise.
Guy.
Is it a franchise
day? Hold on. We're gonna see if we can get Guy just called in. We'll see if we can get him on here.
Guy, we can't hear you, sir.
Oh, he's still ringing in.
Okay, go ahead. Finish with the
song. No, I was saying, Lady Young and Evil. She was a main protagonist. Very good. People actually enjoyed the game. I'm trying to think. Who was it? You know what? I can't think of any females in video games that are just non-stereotypical, soft, like strong for the whole thing. That's all I got right now. I'm going to be honest with you.
Now, okay, you said Beyond Good and Evil's main character, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I ask you this question. She can barely get a second game made, okay? Quite possibly one of the most...
It's underrated game.
Pro female characters. She's a photographer. Mm-hmm. She's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
She can fight.
Mm-hmm.
She cares about the children. She has an orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
She takes care of an old pig man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She plays the position of woman and beyond woman.
Beyond.
Better than Oprah. But she can't get a second game.
Oprah needs video game number one. And to answer that question number two, I don't think that's the fault necessarily of developers. I'm going to just say that's the fault of what the BS is getting pushed out now. Shooters.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fault that nobody wants to take a chance to, even if it's a great game, to put time into that because nobody's going to want to buy it because everybody's playing fucking shooters now.
Okay.
And I think if shooters would calm down a little bit and they would start looking at either, you know, putting sequels to some of those IPs that they have that are actually good games,
mm-hmm.
I think they would do it. But why, when you can make... millions of dollars for putting a crappy ass shooter out.
It's true. Now, me, I would say a positive showing of feminists in a video game.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably have to be Street Fighter.
Who? Which one?
Any Street Fighter game.
Oh, I mean, any women in Street Fighter?
Now, any woman in any Street Fighter game, they're strong enough to go up against any of the guy characters.
True.
And a lot of the games, they're more swift than a lot of guy characters.
Agile.
And then if you think about it, Street Fighter, you get a good feminine character, and you get Vega. I'm pretty sure he's gay.
Vega is not gay.
I think he's gay.
He hung up.
Where did he
go? Because the things you said about Vega were not true.
Where did the franchise go?
You upset him. Okay, number one, Vega is a pretty boy. Vega was one of my favorite characters from Street Fighter. I kind of drifted towards Akuma. It was Ryu, then Vega. Now I'm an Akuma player.
Mm-hmm.
Not liking Akuma anymore, or Ryu, or Ken, because they're used so much. Like, people just, like, stop fucking using them.
Mm-hmm.
There are 18 other characters in the game. God damn it. Okay? So, I don't even play Street Fighter anymore. I'm gonna call it what it is. But when I do get on Marvel vs. Capcom 2 with my arcade stick, I can... You know, it's just funny. I don't use no Street Fighter characters. I use Captain Commando.
Mm-hmm.
I may use Iron Man. And I just pick either third random person, like Jin or something from the... I forgot what the game is called. But, I mean... I mean, the girls are... The Street Fighter girls, like Chun-Li, she got some thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her thighs are, like, freakish. Be big.
So do we?
She be lifting rocks.
We'll see if we get franchise back in here, and we're still trying to get Guy in the Cardboard back.
God.
But I mean, are we saying? And I'm trying to get Red on that, and it'd be good to
we
have
need
a
Red in here because
opinion.
I will have some things to say to her about not cooking properly for her man. I'm gonna get so much hate for free.
Okay, franchise, his rider just cooked him off, and then he's rebooting. Hold on, we're going to pause for a minute. All right, we got a call. Let's see if we can answer this one.
Why did you tell me that ahead of time?
Hello, is this Mr. Guy in the Cardboard Box?
Why, yes, it is.
Hey, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Guy, for the Cardboard Box. You have just joined the Boom Experience, okay? This is no longer a play podcast. We're keeping it real. Okay, today's topic, and we'd like you to weigh in on it. We were talking about the isms in video games,
mm-hmm.
Racism, sexism, and gayism.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with sexism. Do you feel that sexism is a problem in video games?
That's a dicey thing. Here's the thing. I assume you know about that Tropes versus Women documentary that's being made, I guess.
I have not heard of this. Please elaborate.
Continue.
Okay, so on Kickstarter, on YouTube, there's a feminist critic of video game and our culturist, Anna Sarkeesian. She makes YouTube videos basically pointing out flaws but not offering to change anything. And she's gotten $140,000 to make 12 YouTube videos that she already does for free, commenting about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's making strawman arguments because... She's claiming that games are sexist because, say, I'm going to give Soul Calibur as an example because, obviously, they got lots of boobies in there and they're all fighting spirits.
Right.
So, it really depends. This is a system that's mostly comprised of men, well, I think it is anyways, and targeted at teenagers who are obviously interested, and sex sells. So, to say that we are sexist. I don't think anyone, we truly believe that, oh, the perfect woman has to have double G breasts and an ass, and then she has to jump around and kill people.
Like
I only think
much.
That. Do you guys think that?
That could be too much booby.
Yes.
Because that's
too
much to handle.
I mean,
yes, breathing.
That's like on one boob, you can put both hands and your mouth. That's too much. But go
too
ahead.
Much breasts.
And then also the... that recent Tomb Raider controversy, how feminists were outcrying against Lara Croft having to be raped in order to be empowered, which is a little confusing.
Now, wait, wasn't it just an attempted rape?
Well, they just said it was the rape scenario, so I guess it's either all or in for them, so they guess they count it as all in.
Okay.
And they're arguing against that, oh, women have to be only become powerful through rape. So I think they're just crying for arguments at this point.
Well, now, I've never heard of that.
In that case, and I did hear about the Lara Croft thing, and my thing was, in the context of the game, it is supposed to showing her in like a super survival mode. You know,
right.
She's a young person. She's in this place where everything is a threat. Okay, and to me, when I look at that situation, think about that rape scene. To me, it would come off as, you know, her being in a situation where, like that's an ultimate threat to a female.
Right.
You know, so being able to stand up in that situation and handle your business and snap his neck or whatever you have to do is just a stepping stone to being able to survive in these harsh environments.
Right. I mean, the problem is that the feminists are claiming that women can only be achieved, only like women's strength can only be achieved through rape, which is a little strange considering that I never really found that at all to be true.
Right, and I've never heard anybody say, oh, you need to be raped to be strong.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. Yeah, but isn't there other things in the game that are there to portray her growing in strength as a character, like the hunting and different things like that? So why not, you know, if you call that out, why not show the full picture of the different things she has to go through as opposed to just calling out this one section?
Right.
You know?
That's what they do.
I mean, personally, I think that in order to get a strong female lead or character in the game, you got to remove the gender thing. I mean, it can't be based on the hero has to be based on their gender. I mean, when you got, like, somebody, Lightning from Final Fantasy XIII, nothing that I saw was about her gender. It was just she was a strong person. Same with Samus Aran until the other M. I mean, the gender didn't matter. She was just a hero. That was a strong female lead.
Now, Yaizo seems to believe that Lightning is one of the most sexist gangs
characters.
Said that. And he also believes that Saz is one of the most racist black characters in video game history. Yaizo, can you put that?
I said Lightning. As from the beginning, I said, okay, this is a good female character. She got a little soft later, okay? Then I said, because that's typical of women to do. And then I said, Lightning. And I said, Sazae was a typical black man because, number one, the hair. Okay, the guns. Black man got to carry guns. The way he talked seemed a little slavish. And he had chicken in his hair. Come on, man. Come on. Seriously, nobody else saw that?
It's not. First of all, it's not chicken. It's a chocobo.
And number one, like I said in the first place, while all the men were out saving the world, Lightning and the other crybaby girl, whatever her name was, and
Hope.
The other girl, Hope. Yes, Hope, the female Hope.
Hope,
I think he
was
gay.
God.
And he was gay. And then they should have been cooking meals for the guys. That's what they should have been doing. Lightning should have been fast in the kitchen. I'm just trying to say. It's like most RPGs that I've played where the women are on there. It seems they either start off really weak and get stronger, which is not a bad thing, or they seem like they're badass in the beginning. Then they have this moment of like sheer weakness that lasts for a pretty long time. Guys usually just stay constant. Like even Cloud, like even after the whole crap he went through, he came back. It's like, eh, whatever, you know. Sephiroth.
Sephiroth
from Crisis Core until having children, same Sephiroth, same badass as he always was.
Now, let's switch gears a little bit.
Which name had to die?
The thing that we haven't touched on a lot here is the gay centricities in the video game world.
I don't know any games.
I can name a few, but it just really depends on how you view it. Like Mass Effect 2 and 3. And even Dragon Age 2, because BioWare has been trying to influence, that sounds terrible, just trying to introduce a gay characters, gay scenarios, to broaden the fan base in terms of experience, which is not a bad thing,
right?
Which I'm totally fine with it, but sometimes it kind of almost, like, punish you for not being gay, which is funny, because in Dragon Age 2, you can deny Anders, it's like, I don't want to be with you, I'm into whatever, Meryl or something, you lose like friendship points. I'm like, really? I get punished for that?
Now, would you get punished for that same thing if you turned down one of the female characters?
I believe so. Well, no, actually, you don't get punished. I mean, because sometimes you could just stay friends with them. They don't force themselves. I mean, if you just try to be friendly with Anders, he's just like, oh, do you want to get closer? And I'm like, no, because I never get that from the female characters.
So what you're saying is that their perception of gay people is that they always trying to fuck. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I'm just saying that they kind of force the situation upon you. It's kind of, it was funny because I'm like, it's not that one I always want to have fuck or something. Well, they had Zevran in Dragon Age Origins, who was bisexual. Mm-hmm. And he was totally kinky as shit. Then there was Anders, Fenris, in Dragon Age 2. And then there was Cortez, I believe. I mean, it was. I think I find it more predominant in homosexual men. Mm-hmm. Because in homosexual women, you don't really notice. They don't, like, say anything. They just kind of hint at it.
Right. 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 Do we need more homosexuality in our games?
No.
Is that something that should be forced into the games?
Nope.
Is that something that developers should look at their games and say, okay, we have a cast of 20 characters. I need to make 8 of these characters homosexual.
Nope.
I don't think you should force anything. I think you should, like, slowly insert, but subtly, but in a good way. Because if you force anything, people will obviously not like it. They will go up in arms, and they will disagree. I mean, especially such as a big thing as gay and homosexuality, I think you just have to edge it in slowly to get people more desensitized to the whole situation. So you don't get so much of a backlash.
Yeah.
Now, is it proper to put a gay character in the game but never tell anybody that the character's gay?
How would you know?
Now, like, say we were playing a shooter game, right? Four characters in the storyline, four main characters. One of the characters is gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's never really talked about so much that the character's gay in the game. Maybe at one point you might see him writing a letter to his boyfriend, but unless you didn't notice that,
you
wouldn't know he's gay. But you wouldn't know that the other characters are necessarily straight. Do you get attacked for that? Do you get attacked because you have a gay character, but you didn't put it out there like, oh, this character's gay? Or vice versa, if you put that character out there and you made it a fact to make it known, oh, Alex is gay.
I think that you should actually, for a character like that, it shouldn't be, he shouldn't have the appearance of as being a gay character, as in a character who happens to be gay.
Yep.
Because when you have gay character, it's just like, bam, here, he's gay, you know it, he'll keep reminding you, as opposed to a character who's gay. You know he's strong, but he might be gay, you might not know. Mm-hmm.
What characters have y'all come across in-game that you thought might be gay, but they didn't say? Because wasn't that one of the things, like in the Harry Potter, I guess one of the characters
Dumbledore
was gay? Dumbledore. But just, I guess, just watching the movie or reading the books, you wouldn't know that. What characters...
I mean, in the 7th book, you can kind of... He hints at it, like he's almost... He thinks so fondly of his of Grindelwald, I think it was. And, I mean, it didn't, like, out there say, I'm gay, but he's just kind of, you sort of sense why he never got married. He's always been this almost Merlin-ish character. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it wasn't, he wasn't a gay character. It was a character who happened to be gay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So are there any characters that y'all seen that you was like, this character most likely is gay, why not just tell me? Would you say Hope, Final Fantasy 13?
I think
Would
Hope,
you say Hope?
Yeah, I think Hope is
probably what gay. About the little elf guy from Zelda?
Who?
Tingle?
Tingle.
Come on, man. Tingle is gay.
Tingle.
You don't tell me Tingle ain't gay?
He's an elf.
Tingle first, he picked rose daisies. That's what this game was called.
Elves wear latex. That's what they wear. It keeps them warm.
Tingle had a game. Have you played his game?
No.
I'm saying, Staccata, you, look at me. There was a scene where you have to build a bridge, okay?
Right.
And Tingle has a friend
who wears a hard hat and some tight shorts, gay shorts. His friend looks gay. Tinkle is gay. Tinkle's freshly picked rose daisies or rupees or whatever this game is called. Dude, Tingle's gay.
Okay. Are there any characters that you've come across that you said, oh, that character is Indian, Native American?
Oh,
but like, you just, didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know? That's kind of hard because it's kind of like you. They suggest always. It's kind of hard to like say, oh, I suggest he's Native American. You kind of know. They kind of make that point out there. Like Connor from Assassin's Creed 3, you know he's Native American.
Yeah. But
would it be racist if we never saw his face and all we saw was him walking around with a tomahawk, scalping people, and dancing around fire, going, ay, 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 ay. Would that be racist?
I would join him with my Wiimote and or PS3 peripheral.
You jump into the Kinect.
Yes.
And dance around a fire.
Dance around and gain bonus experience.
So what you're saying is Kinect is racist?
No.
Because it allows you to participate in racist stereotypical behavior from North American, Native American, Indian characters.
I tell you what, for a game to be just blatantly racist, they will connect what have to literally called make a game called Plantation Living, where you do things that slaves had to do on the plantation, and then I will call you blatantly racist, like Sazae, for example, in Final Fantasy 13.
Derek, let me ask you a question, Mr. Guy in the Cardboard Box.
Yeah.
If they came out with an RPG that you could play on Kinect, where you actually control that character in game, and the main protagonist was African American, and your first quest was to go to a field and pick some cotton, would you play this game?
I would.
I would seriously doubt it. I mean, they probably fail 95% chance, unless they were doing some sort of historical, just revolutionary game, like, you're a black slave and you're trying to fight against slave owners. I'm assuming that.
Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
What if it was a sim type of game?
Okay, like, now that's racist.
Now I would like to add to his first Kinect wound. What if you failed said mission of picking cotton, and then you had to do the gesture of set Kuta Kinte by holding your hands up in the air and take your lashes? Is that racist?
Probably.
That sounds like it might be racist.
But what I'm saying is, but still in the aspect of you trying to overthrow the historicalness. Because that's what happened technically.
Right. I'm saying if it's if your goal is, hey, pick cotton, and if you fail, well, yeah, I guess so. It depends on the historical context if you're trying to go for that. As opposed to slave sim, you be a sim as a slave. And you live your life.
Sim City Plantation basically is the expansion.
Sim Plantation.
Now I'm going to take it back a little bit. We was awful, but I want to take it back. I mean, we was talking about the Lara Croft and the rape or attempted rape scene, right?
Now, this is on the new one?
And then it popped in my... Yeah, this is on the new one.
I've never heard of
it. And then it popped into my head. There was a movie with Jennifer Lopez. I believe it was called Enough.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And the movie is basically about her husband... who beats the shit out of her. And does he rape her at some point in that movie?
I can't remember.
Force himself. It seems like one of those movies where he would force. But basically, this whole movie is about her becoming stronger because of her abusive husband. And when that movie come out, I don't remember any of the feminists or the guy feminists coming out and saying, well, that's wrong. Why is she stronger? Because she was getting beat and quite possibly forced upon by her husband, you know. Why is that a problem? Is it a problem because of the media? Because of the medium, I'm sorry, of it's a video game? Does that make it a problem? If this was a book, if this was written, if we was reading Lara Croft, the character, in a book, and she was going to get raped, and she killed that person, and she stood up after that and said, you know what, I have to be stronger to prevent this from happening, would it be seen in the same negative light?
Nope.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I think it's weird how they are upset. It's not like you're interacting and says, hey, you can rape a chick in this game. You're fighting this. It allows you to fully immerse yourself in your struggle, which allows you to simulate it. Because guys, it's not a thing to be raped. Women, on the other hand, it's like a top number one concern. You can only basically, mostly women only can experience a brutal rape. Now, if you want to show them like how this is the horror behind it and how you can become stronger from a horrible experience, that sounds like a fantastic idea. I don't know what's the problem with it.
Now, I have to disagree, because I heard about this guy who was in a locker room, and they stuck a pole up his butt. Repeatedly.
The women?
A metal rod.
Women?
Over and over. Women.
Women did this?
This is I've heard of guy on guy pole and women on guy where they held down and repeatedly butt-raped him with phallical objects. Is rape. That is real rape.
I cannot deny. I don't deny that it doesn't happen to guys. I think it does happen to a lot of guys, and it's not. It's unreported often.
Yes.
But I'm saying it's like it's easier for a man to rape a woman than it is to a woman to rape a man. I'm just saying because that's a concern for women, like when they go out clubbing. I don't think a guy who goes out clubbing is really that worried about getting raped by a woman.
Because they just accept it. Lay back and accept it.
can women do mental rape?
Go for it.
Okay. I think psychologically, yeah, they can like just they're a lot. There can be a little bit more tactful in terms of just messing with them mentally.
Like say, if you ever watch like Jerry Springer, every now and then a guy will come in and be like, "I was raped by the girl. I didn't want to do it, but she forced herself on me."
Jerry Springer?
Now.
They would be cheering.
Okay, say you're a married guy.
Yeah.
You're a completely faithful married guy. Mm-hmm. You're in love with your wife. Mm-hmm. You would never cheat. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're at a party one day. Mm-hmm. You go to parties all the time. Mm-hmm. You get drunk all the time. Mm-hmm. You never cheat.
Mm-hmm.
You're at a party.
Mm-hmm.
You get drunk as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting on a couch.
Mm-hmm.
Some girl keeps pushing up on you.
Uh-huh.
Pull her tits out.
Uh-huh.
Pull her ass out.
Uh-huh.
Pull her vagina out.
Uh-huh.
Starts getting all crazy.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, "No, get off, I'm married."
Uh-huh.
And then she just keeps getting on top. You're like, "No, please stop it."
Uh-huh.
And then she gets on top. And then you're like, ah. The fact that God penis gets hard, does that automatically make it not rape?
No.
No.
Men get aroused very easily.
Yeah, I mean.
It is.
Running.
Flagpole. It's true, men. See, I don't think. It's a natural instinct. Okay, like some women say, and I've actually read this, that some women said when they were raped, they actually had orgasms, and they actually were wet. But they were getting raped. This
right.
Means that they enjoyed it.
It's biological. It's not like they want it. It just happens to happen, because their vagina doesn't know that they're being raped.
Exactly.
Just their mind.
Interesting.
I mean... Because there's actually, you can actually be arrested and charged for coercing a woman to have sex with you. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Which technically is consent, rape with consent, which is weird in general, but still, it's not like you can have orgasms, but it's still rape.
Interesting. This will probably be the last Boom podcast we ever record after we put this out.
Why?
Because I'm pretty sure every group of anybody is going to be hitting us up on the emails.
Saying what?
Let's divert the conversation a little bit.
You know, man, okay. I tell her to get in the kitchen and make a meal. It's like, nah, I'm so on the hill.
What does the game industry need? Okay? Even if we're speaking on the outside of sexism, racism, gayism, what does the game industry need to move forward as an entertainment medium? You know? Do we need more black characters,
yes.
more women characters,
yes.
more gay characters, more
yes.
animal characters,
yes.
more Phoenix Fire?
Yes.
What does the game industry need?
You know, I think that... I believe that we need to expand it in terms of, like, diversify our character selection, or character choice. Because there's not many, like, I'm going to use this, black characters that are, like, just normal instead of, like, just being, like, the Coltrane, for example, or CJ from San Andreas.
Mm-hmm.
There could just be like a black character who happens to be black, but is not a black character. You don't view him as that way. You just view him as his character, who's protagonist, and he manages to overcome it. You know he's black, but that doesn't make him. That doesn't define who he is.
So what you're saying is you have a black character who, at the beginning of the game, didn't walk out of a KFC, go to the grocery store, get some watermelon juice, and then go to the local nightclub for hip hop night.
Then
pretty
go
much.
Home. Go on the back porch, cotton field there.
Okay.
Freshly knit sweater.
Does it count? Because Yayiza was talking before about Dark Souls, where you can, and a lot of games are doing this now, where instead of having a set protagonist or something, you just create your own character. So you can make your character as white as you want or almost as dark as you want. We came to the conclusion that hiding in the sunlight dark is not possible.
funny story about that, too.
Does that count? Does that count?
I think it could count because you're embodying who it is. I mean, it's not like for example, I'm going to use Elder Scrolls. You can be a black character, but unfortunately, thankfully, this character, it's not like he's black, and they don't make it obvious. You happen to be a black character who gets to destroy stuff and gets to do whatever he wants. And it's not like he's, oh, he's a black character. He gets watermelon percentage points or something like that. He listens to hip-hop. It's not like that. It's just a character who manages to overcome whatever it is, regardless of whatever he's white, Asian, Latino, black. It doesn't matter.
Do we have enough Asian characters? Do we have enough Asian gay female characters in video games today?
Say Asian gay?
Asian gay female characters. Is there an Asian gay female character that y'all know of?
No, I
can't name one. Uh-uh.
Should we start a campaign to have more gay Asian female characters in the video game industry?
Yes.
Probably, yes, unless they made hentai video games, then I don't know.
Well,
how do we do it?
I'm going to get my resources out. Apparently there is a game called Strip Fighter 4. Okay, and there's another game called, what's it called? I think Rape Fighter or something like that. People have literally made these retarded ass games. Literally, I swear on my life, made these games where you beat women up and their clothing comes off.
Or I think I've heard of that game, actually.
See, it's like, who the fuck comes up with this stuff?
It's very interesting. It's very interesting.
Like, we don't need those type of games. We need, if you want to bring, you know, let's make a game where a black person doesn't have to be a stereotypical black person. You could be in a fantasy RPG. You can be carrying a sword and a shield, just like everybody else, not fucking guns with chicken in his head. You can add a person who is homosexual, but we don't have to make it blatant like Tingle from Zelda. But it could be found out through maybe side quests or something that his boyfriend died or something. And that's why he never really talks about, that's why he's gay. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to wear, like, we don't want to see Ken coming in Street Fighter V with assless chaps saying, Ryu, I want you. I left my wife, Elena. I've been dreaming about you this whole time. Take me, Ryu. And Akuma comes and says, no, he's mine.
Let me ask this question. Would it be offensive, right?
Right.
And this is kind of going off what Yaya's was saying. Would it be offensive if, say, as an introduction of a character, right? Mm-hmm. And then, say, a couple of characters walk on the screen, and then one of the characters is like, oh, this is going to be a tough journey. And the other character is like, yeah, we have a long way to go. And the third character is like, well, I think that, you know, this is going to be so tough. We better go shopping.
This is a male character. This is a male character.
Is that wrong? Is that a negative perception of homosexuality? Yeah. That's wrong.
Yes. Because not all homosexuals act like that.
What if it was just a really strong lisp like Tim Gunn?
Yeah, that's fine. If it's a natural way of speaking, like if you got a gay person who speaks like that naturally on the game, that's fine.
So you're like, yes.
Yeah, like if you got somebody, like, guy, who is your gayest person right now?
I don't even know, honestly.
Like, one guy who's like, this is going to be a long journey. Like, very sexual and gay. No, you don't need that.
Like, Thirth is going to be such a long journey. I mean, that's like stereotype. That's like Bravo TV or RuPaul's Drag Race. That's extremes.
Can a game like RuPaul's Drag Race exist on the PS3 or Xbox 360?
Not without large amounts of backlash by both probably the gay community and the predominantly WASP community.
Yes.
Now, why would the gay community backlash against that? One of their own creating a game based off of the gay drag queen experience.
Well, I mean, I don't really think... Well, it's kind of like having... Like there's a game, like the Columbia, like the Call of Juarez, the cartel, how everybody's involved with drugs, and there's a very small... It's a small percentage. And that's just like the Latino community would be all obviously upset. Like, hey, why are you portraying most of us as being this extreme coke heads and marijuana and sleazy? I mean, it's kind of like you do obviously have a small group, which is normal in every race, culture, whatever it is. But if you just make a game invoking the extremes, people will start to think like, well, I guess people are worried that other people would start to think, huh, I wonder if they think of our culture, race, as kind of like that. because that would be a problem.
Let's move forward a little bit. Because one thing that I see, and this is a different type of ism.
Buddhism?
And this is a type of ism that a lot of people just ignore because they feel like it's not serious enough a problem to be dealt with or to be brung up as a topic. Okay? Alienism. How many games have you played where all you do is just mow down alien creature after alien creature, one after another?
I think pretty much every game from the 90s in an arcade. So
always portrayed as evil, okay? Always trying to take over the world, always laying eggs. Do we allow this?
Yes.
Do we speak up and say no more alienism, okay? Equal rights for aliens and humans.
I mean, we have a big, like Star Wars, for example. It doesn't matter what kind of alien you are. You can destroy whoever it is, humans, aliens, whatever. It's not like they send you say, hey, go destroy aliens. You're mostly fighting humans in an alien universe. Same with Mass Effect. I mean, you're fighting human, hybrid, alien, but the theme is you're having to get together as a galaxy. You have to unite. But, I mean, pretty much in the 90s, it's kind of like that genre of destroy anything that moves. So I guess aliens could be considered into the destroy anything category.
Now, going off what you were saying, you brung up the Star Wars, and then you also brung up the Mass Effect, right?
Right.
Back in the 90s, there was a thing in the black community where you would have white people come to the black community, try to help them, and they would be deemed the great white hope of the black community.
Yes.
Are you familiar with this?
I am somewhat familiar. I've read about it, I've heard about it, but I've never investigated about it.
Okay. You know, this is basically the idea that not even just coming from a white person, but, you know, anybody going into a place that they're different from and thinking that they can make things better by doing things their way. And the reason I bring this up is then wouldn't Star Wars and also Mass Effect be the great white or the great human hope?
Yes.
That the humans can go across the galaxy and then show all the alien creatures how to be better.
That's true. They need to.
They should try to. But also, when you get these humans in the universe, they're often horrible people because, like Star Wars, I'm assuming that most, if not all, the Sith in the Empire Strikes Back era are humans and are killing trillions and billions of people of alien races. So I guess you have this alternate, like they're both evil and good. It's not like there is one or the other. There is one and the other.
Sorry, go ahead. You're
I'm done. I'm good. Just thinking of something else.
And I want to bring up one more topic, and then we'll bring it to an end. Unless anybody else has a topic they want to bring up. Anybody?
I think we're going off the air. Boy, we are. Jeez, we are in trouble. For
Guy, you got anything you want to?
I have no idea.
Okay. My last topic. Tupac and Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
Did Suge Knight kill them?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Suge did it.
Okay. All right. This is the Boom Podcast.
Suge, dirty smoke.
We would like to thank Franchise. For coming up and chatting with us. We'd like to thank Guy in the Cardboard Box for chatting with us. Battlefield Zero Tolerance Podcast. SpongeBob's Everything Burrito Podcast. The PlayStation Show Podcast. Guy, would you like to throw your Twitter out there or anything?
Yeah, it's Guy in the C Box, GUYINCBOX. And if you want to hit me up on PSN, I got plenty of friend space open. It's PWNBOT, all lowercase, no space.
Yah Yizzle, you want to throw out some info?
Same old. What is it? Almighty Yah, Yahoo. No, wait a minute. Email. No, Twitter. What do I do? Twitter? Is that what I do? I do the Twitter.
Throw your Twitter.
I do the Twitter.
And then you do your PSN.
PSN is Orochi Ken.
How you spell it?
R-O-C-H-I-K-E-N. And the joke of the day comes from Yaya.
Okay, guys, you ready? Are you ready? Ready for this?
Ready.
Since we're doing a sexist talk today, okay. We should use these clothes. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready. Why did the wife cross the road?
Why?
You know, I don't know either. She should have been in the kitchen cooking our dinner.
Ooh,
whoa.
Snap.
Ooh, snap. All right. Whoa. Why did the wife wear white? To what? Match the kitchen appliances. God.
Oh
we are going to jail. Now, see, now for a racist going? Joke. What can a large pizza do that a black man can't? Feed a family of eight.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. All right,
well, this is quite possibly the final episode of the Boom Podcast, so we hope you enjoyed it. We got real today.
We did.
Got real
deep
about these subjects. I think we solved the problem of gayism, sexism, racism, and alienism. Yeah. In the video game community. If you want to be part of the solution, come join us at battleclubgaming.com. Hit us up on the Twitter @BoomPodcast and be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Yes.
battleclubgaming.com, Boom Podcast. We're out.
Just stop.
Peace.
Stop. Ooh, stop.
All right.